Hello. Welcome to my Yo Education podcast. This is our 20th episode, and I have a very special guest today. Hello, Natalia.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Although it's quite hot, but it also heats up my energy. I hope for you as well.
Definitely. With 35 degrees in Barcelona, it sure does.
Okay. So in my Yo Education podcast, we have two aims. One is to educate people, to share our knowledge. And another is to discuss different perspectives on education and growth of ourselves as entrepreneurs. So I want to ask the first question, how your journey started as a founder?
My journey as a founder, well, it's a long journey because I started when I was 8 years old.
And that's the youngest I've ever heard on this podcast. Okay, keep going.
Really? Well, I decided one needs to be entrepreneurial and not settle for less. So I had all these vegetables and fruits and berries from my grandma's garden that I worked very hard at all the summer. So my first entrepreneurial experience was trading on the market, and it went pretty good. Loved the opportunity to connect with people, to negotiate, to feel really proud for my work and the products exchange for money, and seeing their amazing sense of fulfillment and happiness having the product. So here you go.
Okay, let's fast forward it to your current experience. So what happened, you know, what are the next big milestones that shaped your career?
Next big milestones. One of the latest ones I had while selling chocolate, rewinding it backwards, it was the production of chocolate in Belgium. And EO had a lot to do with that journey as well, or the journey towards the next thing, which you'll probably get to. So over 8 years ago, and I probably going to answer one of your other questions. One of the thing is that I wanted to belong to a community, and my partner was in YPO, but I didn't want to be a spouse of a YPO and have a YPO forum. So I thought, well, I need my own organization, right? And someone said, well, there's this EO thing. And I applied. None of that existed in Belgium. So guess what? We founded EO Belgium, and that was over 8 years ago. And wow. At that time, I had the chocolate factory in Belgium. So from fruits and vegetables to production of chocolate. And since then, their life was a roller coaster the past 8 years in EO. And it was a big contribution. EO was a big contribution of me shifting my perspective clearly. And that's what it does, I think, to most of us. And that's how I shifted from production of chocolate and energizing people by sugar and chocolate to energizing them by their inner resource, their energy. And that's how I got to the current business, which is Life by Design. And that came around by standing on top of Machu Picchu, listening to Warren Rastang, who else, at one of our regional leadership academies. And it just clicked. Yes, things had to change. And then his book, Life by Design, came out. And, well, you know, my business is called Life by Design and it has a lot to do with energy. So,
okay, tell me more about this business. What are the basis? What is the business model and how you operate in it?
Well,
I feel your energy, but let's focus on the business side of it. Like,
Sure. And energy has a lot to do with the business side of it as well. So the mission of the business is that's important. And it's quite aspirational. It's really more about enhancing the lives of people, elevating people, teams, businesses. It's all about having less stress, less conflicts, less illnesses, and more well-being, health and happiness and joy. And who doesn't want to have that? Less for more, less effort and more results, right? The business model is based on coaching, training. So there's a lot of coaching, individual, group. There's a lot of training, a lot of speaking opportunities. It's a lot of working with teams and individuals, having different podcasts, conferences, and whatnot. We have assessment that I kick off normally with when I work with people, and it opens I was going to say a can of worms, or the other way around, has a lot of aha that from where people can move towards that life they want to design, or their business, with less effort, less conflict, and all of that other stuff. Okay. And I'm having fun with it for sure.
But tell me, please, more about the framework you're using, because this is quite a broad topic, let's say. Energy, designing life, these are quite a broad topics. But to work properly, you need probably some frameworks. Frameworks, or you use some other techniques that were designed by some gurus?
Definitely they were. There's a methodology, it's called energy leadership. From the moment of standing on top of Machu Picchu and knowing how to produce chocolate and production, clearly there was a long way to where I am right now. So I went into a whole recertification, re-education of coaching, and it had a lot to do with consciousness, with spirituality, and getting to the core of what is at the core of our energy, at the core of our thoughts, feelings, actions, or inactions for that matter. And it is sort of connecting to spirituality, to consciousness. And I focus a lot on holistic well-being as well. So when I coach, it's holistic. So it's not just, okay, I want to have a greater business or better relationship or better health, because nothing works in isolation from the other and everything is connected. I'm sure you know that. Mm-hmm. We work a 360. And energy leadership methodology is actually was created over 30 years ago by Bruce D. Schneider, that almost died and then came back to this world and created the methodology that's based on quantum physics, NLP, therapy, leadership development, and all that stuff. And it's actually connected to the science and physics.
Mm-hmm. Could you spare a minute about it? Yeah, could you spare a minute and explain? Because there are some people who are very spiritual. I know many people who are very spiritual in EO, but there are also some people who are very, let's say, analytical, very down to earth. You know, all those guys who typically are associated with IT, including myself, who are a little bit skeptical, think, okay, but what's the science behind it? I mean, could you give a few words on it?
Good question. What is energy to you?
Okay.
The human energy, the inner resource. What is it to you?
Yeah, I think there are two layers on it. So one is energy, I mean the physical energy, and that brings to my mind the quantum physics, which I find quite interesting. And human energy is, I think, a law of attraction, but I mean not only the sexual attraction, but I mean there are some people who I'm drawn to, some people who I kind of retaliate, and I don't always know why.
Yes. Okay. So both actually are quite valid, and it's where the science does come in. So we're all made of cells, right? Mm-hmm. Einstein talked a lot about energy, and it is science. This is based on quantum physics, meaning that, you know, if I open the door and I come with a certain type of energy, it affects other people for good or for bad. In terms of cells, what happens is all our thoughts change our frequency. The way we think changes the way we feel, and it changes the way we act or not act for that matter, and therefore the results. So Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about it. Change your energy, you change your life. Well, change your thoughts, you change your energy, you change your life. And it's on the frequency state. And it's, I mean, you try it. If you think that life sucks, you're pretty much going to feel that way too, right? And therefore, inaction, non-engagement, not tapping to your full potential, because one might think, I don't have any potential. It sucks anyways. So all of that is a sequence. And so you talked about the law of attraction. I'd say, you know, the power of energy is pretty big, because what can you do really if you have ton of time but no energy? or the kind of energy that doesn't really get you anywhere. It doesn't propel you. It doesn't give you the sense of life, joy, abundance, satisfaction, power, creativity, etc. So what we do is kind of shifting people from the place of where they feel they're at effect of everything that happens to them, to being at cause, to being, instead of being at effect, being at cause, instead of being a victim, being a creator of your own reality. And like I say, if you think the world is blue, the world is blue. It's like you put a set of glasses, you put them pink. I just tried the other day from the Beatles Museum. You actually see the world pink, huh? You put the glasses that are blue, you see the world blue. Same here. You put them in, you put the attitude or a thought, I'm on top of the world and you're on top of the world. And scientifically, what happens, and going back to your question, when we have negative thoughts or when we have catabolic energy, what happens is our body creates the catabolic hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, to push through the stress physically, right? So what happens is, if we go too much pushing through the stress, we need to power through, we need to push, we need to do, we need to produce, you know, we can do it, they can do it, everybody can do it, let's go for it. It's not sustainable because eventually it is exhausting, isn't it? Like, how much can you be under that state? Same thing is why a lot of people get burned out, depressed, exhausted, and all of that. Because they keep on going without necessarily listening to their body. That's where all the internal conflicts happen, external conflicts. We start getting sick because our body does send us signals, but we're too busy doing instead of listening to our own body until the body says, well, this is enough. You stop. Why don't you rest for a while being sick and feeling miserable? And then we'll see, maybe something changes. So catabolic energy, negative thoughts, positive thoughts, anabolic energy is the energy of expansion, and we create the positive hormones like dopamine, etc., to actually optimize our body system. And we are in a completely different state. We tap to our potential, to our creativity, physics, plus the law of whatever you want to call it. It's abundance, because you believe there's a lot of everything instead of lack.
Right.
Different thought, different result.
Natalia, please give me, tell me a story, can be totally anonymous, a story of a person that was using your methodology and achieved some great success or changed their life.
They're all shifting and changing their lives. And it's amazing because after every session, during every session, you can actually see the shift. In people's state, in people's perspective, their mindset, their power, their access to their creativity, etc. So what happens is I always start with Energy Leadership Index Assessment, which is, you know, the jewel, and it's one of the top by Forbes considered for leadership assessments. And by leadership, I mean starting with self-leadership, because, you know, if you can't lead yourself, how can you lead others? And so what happens is a lot of people come to me and they're all successful entrepreneurs, kind of like EO style, you know, we achieve stuff, we want more and everything. But, you know, I also have my family and I have my health and I actually want to do all of these things. I feel like I have lack of freedom or lack of finances or lack of this or that and the other, you know, different situations in the family, different situations with a business partner, potentially as well, all of these, all of the above. And so what happens is, they start shifting and they have less conflicts, whether it's in the family or their business partner, more access to all of a sudden new clients, business ideas, businesses, the sense of freedom. They actually stop feeling like the victim being at the effect of whatever situation that they're in. Feeling clearly they stuck and they can't do anything about it, responsibilities, fears, all of that, to being actually a creator and seeing other things and getting all these things out of nowhere, and it becomes effortless. So more health, better relationships, more money, more freedom doing what they actually love to do. And I have so many different cases and they're all different. You know, I ask them, what are your miracles you'd ask me to for if I was a genie?
Mm-hmm.
And they actually come true, and it's amazing. Not a miracle, it is a gift, and I love sharing that with them.
Okay. Speaking of this, I want to ask you, because you're organizing a conference that is actually one of the, according what I see, is very spiritual, even for EO standards. And it's happening in Barcelona quite soon. So tell us more about EO Unlimited. What's your plan and what's the agenda?
Thank you for the question. Yeah, EO Unlimited is my baby. By the way, I've been to 4 EO Unlimiteds. It is a European regional event, but I think this one is one of the most international versions because we have people coming from Australia, Latin America, US, and everything between. It's amazing. And it's whatever you want to call spiritual. Let's define it, because for me, it is being in spirit with yourself. Nothing to do with religion, just for the fact. Yeah. And being in spirit, being aligned. Because if you're aligned with yourself, well, let's face it, you have less internal conflicts. That means you're aligned with your values, your beliefs, all of that stuff. And we all love talking about that within the EO, right? So the conference is 2.5 days at my front yard, literally, is 300 meters from here, close to, I live right
in front of this. Oh, you have a very good neighborhood, because it's an awesome hotel there.
It is an awesome hotel, best views, sunsets, sunrises, beach yoga, and all that other stuff. This is my daily routine, beach yoga meditation.
For those who don't know, it's last year's GLC was also in this W Hotel, right?
Yes, it's 10 minutes walking to the city center, just beautiful, beautiful. So 2.5 days, my EO events before and after. And it is all about, I mean, you know, Unlimited, it's all about unlimited potential, right? And so the theme is act for impact. And we all want to make a world a better place, of course, you know, legacy, et cetera, but every transformation and every impact starts with ourselves. So we have 4 key pillars. Better me. We all talk about being the best version of ourselves and everything. Better me, better people. How can we positively influence others and make our teams, community, family, and everything have winning mindset, feel great, to do great. Better business and better planet, society, and all the rest. And then it comes a full circle. We have amazing speakers. I mean, amazing experiences. It's going to be a ton of fun. And that I can guarantee, and great networking, great people with EO coming together. And I mean, Barcelona is the best place on earth for me. I did come back to live here intentionally. So this is something. After 6 countries, I chose again to be here. So.
Oh, wow, amazing. I'm looking forward to it. I saw also Vern Harnish is speaking on the conference. So the guy who said EO, for those who don't know. So that's quite an amazing persona to see. And I'm very much looking forward. Understand we still have some spots for those who want to reserve, right?
A few spots available. Hurry up, because it is limited. We do have a limiting capacity, as much as we the hotel is big. Mm-hmm. But it's all about scaling with impact. It's all about impacting, starting from self to others. And you know, so and the founder of EO Barcelona chapter, Christopher, who has a Learn Hub, Learn Life, is going to be there, is welcoming people to his amazing hub. It is an educational hub that is not a school. He's transforming traditional education, so it's not like the usual thing. There are no exams, there is no tests, there are no teachers, there are learners and educators. I have 2 families that moved to Barcelona just to be at his educational hub. To move their kids there for them to thrive. It's the kind of place where a 10-year-old can create a business plan and pitch it to an investor, you know. speaking of non-traditional education, you know, so it's here in Barcelona and you'll have an opportunity to visit it. It's also an eco hub because it's all sustainable materials and everything.
I believe so. This is good, an education hub. I have a good friend who moved to Barcelona as well with the Startup Life Kit, which is the biggest administration kind of technology for kindergartens. Probably the biggest one in Europe now, and he lives in Barcelona for the reason to scale it up. Okay,
let's to talk to him, by the way.
Okay, I will put you in touch. But speaking on education, I always ask my guests about the education system, and this is not an easy question, especially for a person who lived in so many countries as you, and I want to, you know, dig in into your vast experience and ask you one question. If there was a one or two things that you would change in education, what would it be?
In traditional education.
Exactly.
Because I look at Learn Life, this would be my dream school.
Okay.
Just a side note, I was raised in former Soviet Union. Our education was nothing but cool. I think I didn't speak up till I was, 14, because every time I tried to speak up, the teacher would just undermine me and make me feel so small and stupid. And apparently at some point, I do have a voice and I'm not stupid. But our education did not give kids the opportunity to thrive, to be their best selves. And if I was to change anything, there is for educators, teachers, whoever you call them, I think a lot depends on them. And if they're well supported, and if they're well mentored and coached, and are happy and, you know, joyful and satisfied with their own lives, they're not going to be throwing at the kids all that negativity in their own issues, which is a big thing. I think a lot depends on good educators and giving the support system for them to be then the best version of themselves, because clearly they don't mean anything bad. It's just that they're sort of, you know, putting it on the kids, and it's not fair. And there's a lot of potential for that, actually. And one of our members, she's in my forum, she has an organization where they support 600 schools in Catalonia, supporting teachers, coaching them, training them, sharing life skills that they can then give to the kids. And that's another thing, in Learn Life, and I'm sure there is a trend of teaching kids life skills, because let's face it, how much stuff do we actually remember that we learned in high school? Mm-hmm. Not so much. But if we were to learn life skills, how to be resilient, how to be adaptive, how to support others, the empathy, communication, all these things, it would have given us so much more than all that stuff we learned just to pass the exam. You know. So that's another one.
Right. Okay. Talia, tell me about the book that really inspired you and you come back to it time to time.
Book. One book is hard to say, but when I was in high school or maybe elementary school, I read this book about the seagull. I don't know what I'm talking about. Jonathan Livingston's Seagull by Richard Bach. So when I read it the first time, and as a young kid in post-Soviet Union, the topic of freedom, flying and feeling free, having that sense of self-realization and freedom was fascinating for me, right? And so it really stuck with me. It's a very short book, and I have reread it a few years back, and I still love it, because the key message is about, you know, flying high above, personal reflection, freedom, and that self-realization, because ultimately that's what we all want to do, self-realization and feel free. So for me, it's It's a big symbol, a big bird flying above the world, sharing the gifts, feeling free. I still, for me, this is still a key image. And I think all kids have to
be that. Tell me about the person from EO that inspired you to do a big change in your life.
Oh gosh, the person with the EO. You probably heard it already. I did say Warren Rastang, and that trip to Peru was amazing. And he transformed so many lives, and just such a beautiful character, and so many values to learn from him. And one of which was the family values. And I think he shares that gift to so many people within EO. It's inside, you know, it's this is a beautiful person, and he's achieved so much. But it's not only that he's achieved, he's very humble, and he shares that gift with others. And
That's what EO is about, exactly, about sharing the gifts we got and multiplying them, growing together.
For sure.
So my last question is always about the future. So what are the goals you're striving to? What are your plans for the next year for your business and yourself?
Thank you. That's a very good question. Well, I'm in the business of enhancing lives of people and organizations. And just like in that book, The Seagull, very much love to give people the choice, the freedom, access to their energy, access to their full potential to live the life that they want and to have less struggle, more fulfillment and joy. So for that reason, my vision and my aspiration would be to enhance 1 million lives. So I'd very much love to spread the word, share the gift, and raise consciousness one person at a time, that then in return can do cascaded to others. Just like you, just like anyone that's listening to the podcast, you can make a big difference, and it all starts with you. So,
oh, amazing. I feel really energized after this 35 minutes. I hope you guys who are listening to this podcast, you feel the same. Thank you, Natalia, for sharing your energy and your passion and showing us the great results you can achieve through this mindset. Thank you a lot. And you guys who are listening, apply to join EO Unlimited in Barcelona. The dates are, if I'm listening, 18 until 20th.
18 to 20th, yes. We do have discounts for groups, forums, or boards. You know, bring everybody here, and we're going to transform very positively.
Okay, thank you.